One Good Lie by Jane Isaac. Read by Stephanie Racine. In memory of Terry Lloyd, a wonderful character and sadly missed. Also for his dear wife, Del, a treasured family friend. Prologue. She wakes to darkness, a sweet, earthy smell she can't place. A weight covers her eyes, pressing down. Pain. It spikes her temple as she shakes her head. She tries to lift a hand to free her face and falters. Her hands are tied in front of her, her ankles bound together. Terror grips her. She tosses her head from side to side. Help! She stretches out the word, her voice splintering as it grows louder. Cold air penetrates her bare arms. It's soft and lumpy beneath her. Not a bed as such, more like covers strewn together on an uneven floor. The ridges and folds of a blanket dig into her back. An engine drones in the distance. A car. No, a train. She calls out again, louder, screaming and screeching as it passes. Her voice is weakening now. She wades through the fog in her brain, snags her most recent memory. At home. Checking the door locks, the windows, double-checking them, catching her toe on the loose carpet at the bottom of the stairs as she ascends, hanging her robe on the back of her bedroom door, switching off her bedside light. The images fade. Loose fragments of memory break off. She grabs at them, but they dance on the periphery, just out of reach. The click of a lock. The air nearby displaces. Someone's entered the room. She flinches, every fibre of her body on hyper alert. Hello? The voice is familiar. The realisation that follows sickens her to the pit of her stomach. And then she knows. Her worst fears finally realised. It was you.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?